Good morning. We're continuing the Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klal Lamed, the Melacha of Tzad, and we are giving an introduction to Siman Zayin. So we mentioned one point, which is touched upon in Siman Zayin. Now let's talk about the second point, which is touched upon in Siman Zayin. We mentioned that for the chiyuv of the Melacha of Tzad, there are five conditions. One of them is that has to be Melacha Shikha Laguf. A person has intent to use that, as opposed to sometimes the purpose of capturing something is to distance it from you. For example, we're going to see the example the Chayim deals with. Person sets up mouse traps or rat traps, raccoon traps. His goal is not to use the raccoon, to use the mouse, to use the rat. His goal is to keep the rat away from his property, keep it away from his food. So he has no usage of the item itself. So that's called Melacha Shenetzricha Lagufa. That's one point. The second point is that we mentioned that of the five conditions, it has to be something which is b'minonitzed, something which people trap normally to use. You could have something which is b'minonitzed, it's normally trapped to use, but this person specifically is not doing that for that purpose. And we could have vice versa, a person is trapping it to use it, but it's something which is not normally trapped. So both cases, the person is going to be potter, because it's a melacha shenetzricha lagufa, or it's ein b'minonitzed. So b'minonitzed is defined in what it's normally used for. And if it's not normally used, people do not normally trap it to use it. Even if he does, it's not going to be a deraisa. And even if people normally do trap it, it's b'minonitzed. If he doesn't, if he traps it not to use it, it's melacha shenetzricha lagufa. The next question which we need to clarify in this context is, how do we pass him by Melacha Shenetzricha Lagufa? Rabbi Yehuda holds Melacha Shenetzricha Lagufa as chayv. Shimon holds Melacha Shenetzricha Lagufa as potter. The Rama paskins Melacha Shenetzricha Lagufa as chayv. The Tosis paskins Melacha Shenetzricha Lagufa is potter, like Rabbi Shimon. Rav Rishonim paskin like Tosis. The Melacha Shenetzricha Lagufa is potter. It's not the rice. So now, going back to our case of the mouse, the person is not trapping the mouse to use the mouse. He's trapping the mouse to keep the mouse away from his food. So it's a melacha shenetzricha lagufa in a trap. So and if you pass it like Tosis, the shenetzricha lagufa is not the rice, it's only the rabbanon. So he's doing an act of trapping it, the rabbanon, setting up a trap, which if it doesn't happen immediately, it's not going to be his maisa. So it's like a grom under the rabbanon. So I'm sure that's going to be mutter. If we look at rats as minonitzed, let's go the other way. If we look at rats or mouse as enominonitzed, even if a person plants a trap to use it, it's still not the raisa, because it's enominonitzed. So we have to decide whether this is called minonitzer or not, and I have to decide, do we pass like the Rambam or do we pass like Tosis? So the Chayyarim is going to give the Achbor status of b'minonitzer, because there are places where people would trap them to use them. The modern press can grapple with this question. Is that true anymore? Rabbi Nissen Carella suggests that nowadays certain type of mice are used for research, so people do use them. So even if the type of mouse which we're dealing with is not exactly the same mouse, the Chayyarim says, if in the min there is a type which is used, people trap it to use it, so that confers a status of min and it's on the whole species. That itself is debatable. But assuming like that, it's called min and it's it. The other person would say nowadays it's not called min and it's it. In general, we do not trap mice, or rats, to use them. It's solely to keep them away from us. The fact that there are a small amount which are used for research is not enough to give the animal the status of b'minonitzed, something which is normally trapped to use. So it's b'minonitzed, it's not a deraisa. Even if it's b'minonitzed, if the person is not trapping to use it, does he have a deraisa or not? Do we pass him like the Rambam? Or the Paskin like Tosis, the Chayyarim is choshish for the opinion of the Rambam, like we saw before, that Melacha Shenetzricha Lagufa is chayiv. So now you're dealing with the concern on a deraisa level. If you accept the Chayyarim's definition that it's called b'minonitzed, and you accept the like the Rambam, so you're dealing with the Malacha Hatzrich, Malacha Daraisa, it's women and it's it, and we don't care about the fact that Zenes Shich L'Gufa. If you disagree with any of those, either of those points, you're dealing with the Rabbanon. So that's going to be what the Chayyim is talking about, which we'll do in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.